Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Welcome back. Today is Thursday, July 21st, 2022. 非常感谢你再次来到我的播客节目。After taking a two-week break, I feel more energized and I'm ready for a new season for my podcast. 今天是我的播客节目第三个 season 的第一集。首先呢，想在这里感谢所有听友朋友的支持，希望你能喜欢我的节目。This summer hasn't been easy. The weather in Shanghai was scorching hot. COVID is still happening sporadically. But I'm glad to be back and to share more news stories with you. Let's begin today's program with a language-related trivia question. Do you know which country has more than three official languages? The answer will be announced in the end of the program, but feel free to jump through right now or find out online by yourself. 在节目开始之前呢，我这里有一个和语言相关的 trivia question。你知道这个世界上有多少国家他们的官方语言多于三种呢？答案呢将在节目的最后揭晓。In today's program, let's talk about weather, the heat. Apparently, 40 degrees Celsius is not unusual for this summer. The first story is about a heat wave in UK. It's from Axios. Historic UK heat wave pushes temperatures past 40 degrees Celsius for first time. In the midst of an unprecedented heat wave, the UK, on Tuesday,broke its national record for the highest temperature ever registered, with a provisional reading of 104.36 Fahrenheit, or 40.2 Celsius, at London's Heathrow Airport, according to the country's weather service. This is the first time the UK has reached its temperature that is more common in tropical and desert climates, and the studies point to climate change as a key factor behind the scorchingly hot temperatures.
今天所有的新闻呢，都是有关于热浪的。第一则新闻呢，则是有关于英国的，它来自于 Axel。在本周二呢，英国创造了它有史以来最高的气温 40.2 摄氏度，也就是 104.36 华氏。这个温度呢，是在伦敦的 Heathrow Airport 记录的。科学家们认为呢，这是由于全球变暖而造成的异常天气。英国呢，这个纬度相对较高的国家，却出现了这种 tropical desert climate， 这是一种非常异常的现象。但恐怕随着全球变暖的加剧呢，这样的现象会越来越频繁。在这篇新闻里可能有两个单词你要注意，一个是 provisional， 另外一个呢是 scorchingly。 provisional 的意思呢是临时的， scorchingly 呢它是 scorching 的副词，它的意思呢就是炎热的。 The second story is about a heat wave in the EU. It's from CNBC. Heat apocalypse. Photos show Europe's devastating fires as temperatures surge. Dubbed as a heat apocalypse.By one French meteorologist. Many nations in Europe are sweltering under record temperatures, causing devastating fires in some parts of the continent. Spain and Portugal have seen over 1,000 deaths in the last week, attributed to the weather, according to Reuters. Firefighters in France and Greece have also been out in force to try to combat huge wildfires in rural areas.
第二则新闻呢，则是有关于这个 heat wave 在欧洲其他的地方，不仅是英国，在欧洲大陆呢 heat wave 也在横扫。一位法国的气象学家就把它称为 heat apocalypse， 也就是炎热带来的巨大灾难。在西班牙和葡萄牙呢，在过去一周都有超过1000人因为这个天气所带来的困境呢而死亡。在法国和希腊呢 firefighters 呢正在对付由于炎热所造成的火灾。在这篇新闻里呢，有三个词可能你要注意一下，第一个呢是 dab。这里呢，他用了他的过去分词 dubbed， 他的意思呢是被冠名的、被起绰号的。第二个单词呢则是 apocalypse， 它的原因呢是启示录、大灾难。第三个单词呢是 meteorologist， 它可以指气象学家，但也可以指气象预报员。
The third story is in the U.S. It's from CNN. More than 100 million in the U.S. face excessive warning or heat advisories as a dangerous heat wave continues.Heat alert covered more than 20 states today and Wednesday across the southern plains and parts of the northeast. And temperatures will soar above the central mark for 60 million people over the next week. All while a similar heat wave is bringing all-time record temperatures to Western Europe. Dangerous heat will continue to impact a large portion of the U.S. this week, with now more than 100 million peopleand excessive heat warnings or heat advisories, the Weather Prediction Center said.
第三则新闻呢，则是有关于 heat wave 在美国的状况，它来自于 CNN。
和欧洲一样 heat wave 呢也正在席卷整个美国。本周三呢 heat wave 呢将先达到南部平原和美国东北部地区。美国的气象预测机构呢估计在本周末呢将有1亿美国人呢会受到由于这个热浪所造成的影响。这篇新闻呢比较简单，里面只有一个词可能你要注意， Southern Plains。 Plain 呢它的意思就是平原，这里的 Southern Plains 呢主要是指美国德州的一些地方。
Today's last story is about a heat wave in China. It's from Reuters. Heat waves hammer mega cities in China's Yangtze River Basin. Searing heat waves swept across China's vast Yangtze River Basin on Wednesday, hammering densely populated mega cities from Shanghai on the coast to Chengdu deep in the heartlands. More than 90 red alerts, the most severe in a three-run warning system, were active across China as of 3:30 p.m. Most were in the Yangtze Basin, which spans nearly 2,000 kilometers.
最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于 heat wave 在中国的状况。上周呢，中国的长江三角洲地区，或者说长江三角洲盆地呢，也出现了连续的高温，很多地方呢发出了所谓的红色警报，一共有超过了90次。这是一个三级警报体系里面最高的一个 warning。 很多中国的超大城市呢都受到了 heat wave 的影响，这里特别指出了上海和成都。在这篇新闻里有三个单词需要注意一下，第一个呢是 searing， 它也是炎热的意思。第二个呢是 basin， 它就是盆地的意思。最后一个呢是 span， 它的意思是跨度。另外呢，这里还有一个比较好的说法叫 a three-run warning system， 也就是三级体系。All right, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里呢找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。同时呢，在 show notes 和公众号里呢都提供了今天讲解的这些单词的中英文解释供你做参考。在最后呢，我要公布刚才我在开头所提到的 trivial question 的答案。
Do you know which countries have more than 3 official languages?
这里呢有四个国家，他们的官方语言呢都达到了四种，他们是 Austria 奥地利、 Bahrain 巴林、Spain 西班牙和 Singapore。 好，今天的节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。